All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. We're on Sports Radio 910, and we are delighted to have our first guest tonight, former UVA quarterback Scott Gardner, whom Frank will introduce.
We're very fortunate to have Scott on tonight. Scott played at UVA from 1972 to 1975. He was a co-captain in 1975 with Tom Glasic. Scott ranks third on career passing lists at UVA with 5,218 yards, third in career passing touchdowns with 33. He ranks third in career total offense at UVA with 6,000-plus yards. Scott also rushed for 841 yards in his career, fifth most by UVA QB. He led the ACC in passing yards and total offense in both 73 and 1975. He was named a Playboy's preseason All-American team with teammate Tom Glasic in 1975, and that was unheard of in those days for Virginia to have two players named to any preseason All-American team.
How did you find out that information?
I did some serious research.
You did some serious research, all right.
After college, Scott was drafted by the Buffalo Bills, and he went for some free agent tryouts with both Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington Redskins. We were excited to read and learn that Scott actually married former UVA women's basketball co-captain Jerry Wright back in 1979, and they have three lovely daughters, Marissa, Jessie, and Laura. So without further ado, Scott, welcome to Who's Talking.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you on. First question for you, Scott. You told me the other day you returned to UVA and visited Scott Stadium back in 2007 when you attended the All-Sports Reunion. Generally speaking, what thoughts ran through your mind when you returned to the grounds of the university, and what athletes were you able to reconnect with, and what did you think of UVA's exciting win that day over UConn?
Oh, it was a great day. I hadn't been back for 2 years at that point. I had been back to see UVA play Miami in a night game a couple of years before that, and I was able to connect with some of my closest friends from the team that down in Richmond the night before the game, and we had dinner over at Jimmy Toombs' house. Saw Alan Williams, Jim Pruner, and their wives, and my daughter Marissa lives in Richmond, so my wife and I were able to see her and her husband Daniel, and we all got together and had dinner, and then we came up for the game the next day, and it was a great time. In some ways, it hadn't changed at all, but in most ways, it had changed a great deal around Charlottesville, especially the university proper. And Scott Stadium was just incredible. It was a great thrill to go back in there and see a game.
Yeah, it really has become a beautiful facility, Scott. Jim Hobgood, Scott, of course, was at Virginia, Frank, in my era, which means a long time ago. Scott, I know Al Groh was an assistant coach for at least part of the time when you were playing. What do you remember about Al Groh as an assistant coach?
Yeah, I believe he coached the defensive line. My first 2 years there, Don Lawrence was the head coach. And Coach Groh, I believe, had defensive line both years, which meant that his main player was Stanley Land. He was the big star at the time. The thing I remember about him was my dad used to call him the best-dressed coach in college football because he was always pretty dapper, it seemed.
He's evolved into gray sweatshirts now, I think.
I understand that. That's kind of funny to hear that and look at him now. It's funny for me to think of how I viewed the coaches and to realize how young they were at that point. They were just really young men, and that's an eye opener for me, certainly.
In general, today, what thoughts do you have when you come back and watch UVA football, or if you pick it up? On your satellite or cable, what thoughts go through your head when you think back to UVA and obviously currently the football team these days?
Well, I just am always struck by what a fine program has been built there. And, my daughter Marissa and Daniel graduated from University of Florida. My other two daughters are currently at University of Central Florida, so my allegiance is are divided, but when it comes to me and who I support, it's UVA all the way, and I'm very proud to have attended UVA and that played football and baseball there, and to see that the state of the whole athletic program, football certainly, but the baseball team had such a great run this past spring, and just top to bottom, it's really a source of pride for me.
The other source of pride, Scott, not to interrupt you, but I'm sure people have told you that the Alumni Magazine last fall listed you as one of the five top quarterbacks in UVA football history, and it points out in that article the team only won 9 games when you were the starting quarterback. How much of a challenge did that make for you to assemble or put together the kind of numbers that you had offensively?
Well, it was... You know, the way we ran our offense was kind of through me, so it was, I don't remember it being that hard. It was just kind of the way we did things. We ran a sprint draw type offense, so I was always running the ball or throwing it. And, you know, the 9 wins, it's no surprise to hear that I would have gladly traded some yards passing for a few more wins. That would have been, much more satisfying.
Question for you, Scott. Your favorite football moment at UVA?
You know, it's hard to think of one. I remember a bunch of separate plays and certain games stand out. Personally, I remember that I had probably the best quarter of football that I ever played was against Navy in 1974, I believe it was, and I completed something like 21 out of 23 passes. We came back and almost won. It would have been much better if we had won. I can remember having a big day against North Carolina. I think it was in 73, and I remember some games that came up short. We traveled down and got beat by Vanderbilt on, I think I threw a pick on the last play of the game there, but we were going in for a score or possible score. I remember traveling out to Missouri and being able to compete against that team. That was certainly something different for us from what we were used to. It's hard to pinpoint a certain play. If I try to remember certain ones, I can remember good and I can remember bad. Sometimes
the funny thing is, a former athlete myself, sometimes it's the bad games and the bad plays are the ones that are most likely to haunt you. But Scott, I know you've got a commitment you've got to go to, but we really do appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us tonight, and wish you the very best and look forward to seeing you the next time you're back in Charlottesville.
Great. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Scott Gardner, former UVA quarterback. We'll go to break. And when we return on the other side, we will have Sabre editor with us, Chris Wright.